coming to you from various places around the world. This is the Global Exhibitor Podcast, the podcast designed to help exhibitors succeed internationally.
And one day my father told me, Paco, Francisco, say, son, I build a company with you. You are doing better like me. And I said, thank you, Dad.
Your host for the Global Exhibitor Podcast is Jeff Hanna, a designer, entrepreneur, business strategist, industry thought leader, and student of world cultures based in the United States. Here's your host, Jeff Hanna.
Thank you, Craig. Hi, everybody. I'm excited today to be with a good friend and a longtime colleague in the industry, Mr. Francisco Collazo from SIST Expo in Mexico City. And he has a long history in the industry. He has an industrial design background and has worked literally all over the world in the industry. He's based in Mexico City, but has a huge grasp and understanding of how the industry works, and in particular, a lot of in-depth knowledge and insight regarding systems and all the different kinds of systems, and just an overall wonderful person. And Francisco, just would like to welcome you to the Global Exhibitor Podcast.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Jeff. It's a pleasure talking with you, talking about many issues. I want to talk about many issues and to share my experience, because this is what I like right now in my life, in my age, say sharing the knowledge, man. Like I say, yes. Sharing knowledge, man.
Yeah.
It's great. I hope that it will be helpful for all your audience.
Yes, I know it will be. So it's we have a lot of good, interesting things to talk about with your background and your life. And so let's get right into some of the questions. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in this crazy trade show industry.
Okay, my life started in this industry maybe when I was 12.
Wow.
So young, because my father organized a consumer show in December to sell toys in the Mexican auditorium in Mexico City. He produced that show. At that day, I discovered one day before the opening that my older brother, Jose, he was in charge of the setup of the exhibition,
right,
coordinating with the show contractor there.
Yeah.
And when he told me, Francisco, it's amazing. We spent all night doing the job, the walls, all in construction, in wooden construction. And I said, oh, it sounds crazy. It's work all night. And with the workers set up in painting the walls and everything. And I said, that this was when I was, well, later on, I joined the company of my father, because my father always was a so entrepreneur guy, advertising guy, so familiar with the English culture, the American culture, because she lived in El Paso, Texas. She born there and studied there, working there. And then my father, at the days, I think about 15 years ago,
wow,
he been in contact with one company. To the company in Mexico City, they present a show on sale. They said, like, light boxes.
Yeah.
With motion pictures. And he loved that idea, asked for where they come from. Come from Florida somewhere. And he checked the label, placed a call. I am looking for this kind of exhibitor. It's about 3 feet high by maybe 36 inches wide. And he used it for the owning for chairs. But this exhibitor, this point, where you sit at the day for leasing basis or more long-term is the basis. And my father working with his wife, my mother, and his brother, partial time, taking care of the maintenance of this equipment. When I was in high school, my uncle decided to move to Monterrey, a city 1,000 kilometers to the north, And because I love it to put the plug-in, make connection, electrical connection, or using the wires, everything. My father asked me, Francisco, I want to help me to offer the maintenance of this unit. That was in the middle of the high school. And later on, this industry, my father bought these exhibitors, this unit from a company named Display Sales in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
He called to the Bob Harrigan, the owner of that company, and meet this guy in Cincinnati, Ohio, and buy 50 units mm-hmm. to bring to Mexico. And this was my first step in this industry because we're using this exhibit. One client required this unit to plug in one exhibit in the Palacio de los Deportes, and one manufacturing show. This was the first time that we stepped on the show floor and plug in this exhibitor. And later on, the story is this exhibitor with the metal base, after with the paneling on the front, and doing like small exhibits. And this is the way that we started.
Yeah.
In this industry.
Wow, that's amazing.
Interesting, because I haven't thought about Palacio de los Deportes mm-hmm. in a long time, but that was the main convention center in Mexico City for a long time, I guess.
That's right.
Especially before Centro City Banamex, before the World Trade Center for Santa Fe. To Mexico, I think, is the other one.
It's Expo Guadalajara in Guadalajara. Monterrey Intermex.
That's right.
And World Trade Center in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Early days of this fascinating industry. Because the venues are not old. The venues, Expo Guadalajara was the first formal venue in Mexico. We are talking about 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Before that, when my father and I worked, it was in the hotels, ballrooms. Is when the trade show was there.
Mm-hmm.
No venues.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I remember when they were building the World Trade Center in Mexico mm-hmm. City. It seemed like it took a long time because I think they maybe stopped for a while and mm-hmm. then they finished it. But it was a nice facility. But I remember when it first opened and mm-hmm. started to be used. So we were doing some shows back then, but it's interesting to think about. So you got in the business because of your father and your uncle and your brother and all of those guys. So that's interesting. And your son is in the business as well.
Yes, third generation company.
Yeah.
My two kids, Francis, Paco and Ricardo. And I have also a daughter, my princess, Montserrat. I am so proud of her. She's an industrial designer like me. Okay. And she takes care about some accounts for specific projects. But all the family are in the same ship.
Yeah, that's nice. Let's talk a little bit about your industrial design background, because that's my background as well, okay. Industrial design. And you decided to study design.
And at that days, I am not sure about the industrial designers. But when I've been in display sales in Cincinnati, Ohio, with Bob, he wants from me to work for him in United States and at Display Sales in Cincinnati. The first time that I arrived to Display Sales complex, two football fields with a lot of designers, detailers, salespeople, wooden machines, everything. I arrived to that place and said, oh my God, this is like a Disneyland. I am really was so excited about this industry. This was my first exhibit company in the United States.
Yeah.
And at that day, our custom exhibits, no rental custom, nothing like new fashions, no modulars, and that's it. No? But when I arrived, Bob told me these are the designers, the creative designer, the detailers, the making the drawings, blah, blah, blah. I love it. And said, who are that guy? Who are they? They are what career? I said, industrial designers. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. And maybe my second option or my third option was a city architect. I have two brothers, architects, my older, Jose, and my Alicia. These are architects. And I like the architect. I like the buildings.
Yeah.
I like the tracing. But when I most to decide my career, I studied industrial designer in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And when I met with Bob in Cincinnati, he said, Paco, please join our company. We went to the University of Cincinnati. And he said, you can complete your studies in the United States. And I said, thank you, Bob. You are so friendly with me. But what is your idea? He said, your father is lucky because you, like Francisco, you want to work with your father.
Yeah.
Because he, Bob, creating a big company. And the two kids doesn't like it to be part of the company. He retired and lived in Naples. And I say, Bob, thank you very much for the opportunity. But I work with my father, and that I want to do is one company like yours in Mexico. When I studied industrial designer, I worked in the industry 2 years before. I know what's happening in reality. And always push to the teachers and to the guys in the university to teach more reality things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not theory, because yeah. I learn a lot in this field.
Yeah, that's really neat. And that you got exposed to the industry and you knew what industrial design was.
I used to draw and sketch things when I was a kid. I called it inventing because I didn't know to use the term design. But, you know, I was designing zoos and pet stores and aquariums and unique aquariums and things like that. And I ended up going to school to study architecture at Georgia Tech. And the first 2 years are combined with industrial design and architecture, this same common first 2 years. And all these people were studying industrial design. I'm like, what is that? And they explained to me what it was. And I said, that's what I've been wanting to do.
Yeah, that I want.
So I switched majors to industrial design. But it's always fun and fascinating for me when I get to meet other people that have background in industrial design, because there aren't that many of us around as a percentage of the population. I mean, they're few and far between. So it's nice to find colleagues that have the same background.
Yes, and in the specific way of the word, the industrial designer means that you design something that produced, like in a factory, many pieces.
Yes.
And
in
our case, the exhibit design, the industrial design, you apply for design and creating forms and events.
Yeah.
But in my company, I contract a lot of designers, and sometimes I always say, I want to contract you because I want from you to design exhibit, not design any system.
Right.
No. It's not. This company is focusing in exhibit, no design, no creating a new. But this means for me, when I started, since the days of the display sales in Cincinnati, I always make it sketch about the systems. I love the systems. It's the reason of my company. The name is Sistemas de Exposición. The short is Sixth Expo.
Yeah.
But along the time, I use it a lot of systems. I always love. I have a personal library in my office with all the manual, technical, all the system created in the world. I enjoyed the Euro shop, and I check how they do this lock connection and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's funny. I am so funny. I love how the systems are involved.
Yeah.
But at the end, if you build an exhibit, you have a wall or you have a surface. It doesn't matter if this surface, that with the graphic, for example, is built in metal, aluminum, wood, framed with holes like the Matrix, like Vision, other ones of Tenorm. At the end, it's a wall.
Yeah.
And the system support you to have geometric forms, great to put all together, and to give a message, to create space, atmosphere.
Yeah.
And some colleges are so focused in Mexico mainly that when they build exhibit in Octanor, I say, this looks like an Octanor exhibit.
Mm.
What are you exhibiting? Apples. Yes, it doesn't like it, apples.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So your focus is to move beyond, even though there's a elegance and sophistication to the systems themselves and the geometry and all that. It isn't about that in the end. It's about what the display or the exhibit is really about.
Yeah, because my experience in Brazil, my experience in Argentina or in Colombia, I have a lot of pictures about, I can share with you, to share how they build exhibit there. Yeah. It's amazing. But at the end, it's a surface with a message of holding some product.
Yeah.
No matter how you do.
Yeah.
This means, like, according to the business, because also I am a businessman, and if I use the most profitable system, is that I need to do. I don't want to build in custom, like I know in United States is the way to do. In Mexico, it's like Europe, you build some exhibiting custom and wooden, and after the show, you drop it.
Right.
Like Europe.
Build and burn.
Yeah. But now, I'm mainly focusing on the system.
Yeah. So that's a change you would say is changing to where you're seeing more rental exhibits.
Yeah.
Like B-Matrix and AluVision.
Yes, it's what I learned. I've been in this industry many years and in this kind of meeting at EDPA and these two a long time ago and EIAA. I see the exhibits and I say the custom, rental custom, that means that it's a custom that adapts something and now the system.
Yeah.
And the system, I think, is sold, maybe will be great for the systems because if the United States has a lack of workforce, maybe the exhibit house must to switch using the system with less people and a great impact.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time for the systems.
Yeah.
According to the lack of the workforce.
Yeah, because of the workforce. And to be honest, putting the systems together requires a little bit less carpentry skill.
Yeah.
Right. Thinking about that, what do you want your legacy to be in terms of your contribution to this industry?
I think that the legacy is always ADN of the company with my father was the innovation.
Innovation.
Innovation. Service, innovation, relationships, public relations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the key. And when I tried to discover, I want to make a book right now and say, is the main the innovation, maybe, is the word that it comes to me, innovation, always be better than the other. If in Mexico, for example, the Octanor is silver, we paint it in black.
Mm.
Always be different.
Yeah.
And I think that the key, the legacy is the innovation. All continually focus in the innovation. New system like the like profiles and to cap the B-Matrix, but always be innovation. I think one day my father, when I invited him to help me in a trade show in Mexico City, because we built trade show like frame the show contractor. This is our main activity
the
right now.
Contractor.
The general contractor. I say that we have this international congress. Please help me.
Yeah.
To work with me. And one day my father told me, Paco, my Francisco, say, son, I build a company with you. You are doing better like me.
Mm.
And I say, thank you, Dad. And in this year, I say the same for my both kids. We create
nice.
A company with my father and myself because I work in 30 years by myself with the staff and say, now you are doing better than me.
Yeah.
This is the challenge. And this is the challenge. I think the legacy is always keep in the mind of the people. For me, the great thing is make connection. I think that I don't build exhibit. I make connection, people connection, business connection. This is I like the people say, what about Paco, the father or Francisco? It's connection.
Yeah.
No matter. The connection. This life is of connection. No people. And always innovating and seeing, offer more service beyond the trade show floor, offering more services. This service, relationships, innovation.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff to build a business on. Good stuff to build a life around.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Francisco. I just thoroughly enjoyed talking with you today. And so thank you for joining us on the Global Exhibitor Podcast.
Mm. For me, it's a pleasure. Always share. Sorry for my English is not good enough, but
that's great.
The best thing is explain my feelings. I am happy to share with you and your audience. And thank you very much for this interview.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Thank you.
Well, this has been part two of my interview with Francisco Collazo from Sista Expo in Mexico. If you missed part one, please go back and check that out.
We like to remind people that all business is conducted within the context of culture. So each episode provides insights to help marketers understand the cultures they're trying to reach and strategies for building bridges across cultural divides. If you like the Global Exhibitor podcast, please share it with others, subscribe to it, and rate it on iTunes. We greatly appreciate the feedback. Please also check out our website and blog at www.globalexhibitor.com. And finally, if you or someone you know would make an interesting guest on this podcast, please let us know by sending an email to guest@globalexhibitor.com. And until next time, thank you for listening.